The key problem for us was, of course, to embark on far more decisive forms of boycott that would be able to cripple the South African economy and the South African regime. And these touched on two or three basic questions. One is on trade matters, official trade. Secondly is on the flow of capital to South Africa. And three, the flow of financial aid to South Africa or financial loans to South Africa by international banks. These are the three things. And this, in these three areas, I was very, very crucially involved, being a banker and an economist by profession, realizing the importance of these things. And in order to achieve this, through the anti-apartheid movement, I made frequent visits to the United States, pressure on the International Monetary Fund, pressure on the banks in New York, using the American black institutions to force upon the banks to cancel all loans to South Africa on the basis of blacks withdrawing or canceling their bank accounts with Chase Manhattan, Morgan Guaranty, and all these big banks. We succeeded in that. And in my judgment, that particular final sort of flourish of the boycott of the ending of bank loans to South Africa and the closing of the IMF door to South Africa, in foreign investment, South Africa had already completely collapsed. That broke the back of the South African anti-apartheid regime that opened the door to having release of Mandela.